Ezekiel chapter 18. The word of Yahweh came to me again, saying this: What do you mean that you use this proverb concerning the land of Israel by saying, The fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge? As I live, says Sovereign Yahweh, you'll not have a reason or an occasion any more to use this proverb in Israel. Look and understand, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also is the soul of the Son, mine. The soul that sins, it will die. But if a man is just, and if he does that which is lawful and right, and if he has not eaten on the mountains, and if neither has he lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, neither has defiled his neighbor's wife, neither has come near a menstruous woman, and has not oppressed anyone, but has restored to the debtor his pledge, has spoiled or robbed no one by violence, and has given his bread to the hungry, and has covered the naked with a garment, he who has not given anything forth with usury to be collected, and neither has taken any increase, who has withdrawn his hand from iniquity, and has executed true judgment between man and man, has walked in my statutes, and has kept my judgments to deal truly, he is just. He truly will live, says Sovereign Yahweh. And if he fathers a son, who is a robber, and a shedder of blood, and that does the like of any one of these things that I have spoken, and who does not any of those things, of those duties, but even has eaten up on the mountains and defiled his neighbor's wife, and has oppressed the poor and needy, and has spoiled or robbed by violence, and has not restored the pledge, and has lifted up his eyes to the idols, and has committed abomination, has given forth upon usury, and has taken increase, shall he then live? He will not live. He's done all these abominations. He will truly die. His blood will be upon him. Now look, if he fathers a son, who sees all his father's sins that he's done, and considers and does not do like him, and if he's not eaten upon the mountains, and neither has lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, and has not defiled his neighbor's wife, and has not oppressed anyone, and has not withheld the pledge, and has not spoiled or robbed anyone by violence, and has given his bread to the hungry, and has covered the naked with the garment, and if he's taken off his hand from the poor, and if he's not received usury nor increase, and has executed my judgments and has walked in my statutes, he will not die because of the iniquity of his father. He will truly live. His father, because he cruelly oppressed and spoiled his brother by violence and did that which is not good amongst his people, understand, he will die in his iniquity. And yet you say, why? Doesn't the son bear the iniquity of the father? When the Son has done that which is lawful and right, and has kept all my statutes, and has done them, he will truly live. The soul who sins, it is that soul that will die. The Son will not bear the iniquity of the Father, neither will the Father bear the iniquity of the Son. The righteousness of the righteous will be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked will be upon him. But if the wicked will turn away from all his sins that he's committed, and keep all my statutes, and do what is lawful and right, he will truly live. He will not die. All of his transgressions that he has committed, they will not be mentioned to him. In his righteousness that he has done, will he live. Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked would die, says Sovereign Yahweh, and not that he would return from his ways and live? But when the righteous turn away from his righteousness and commits iniquity and does according to all the abominations that the wicked ones do, will he live? All of his righteousness that he has done will not be mentioned. In his trespass that he has trespassed, and in his sin that he has sinned, in those things will he die. And yet you say, the way of Yahweh is not equal. It is not fair. Hear now, O house of Israel. Is not my way fair? Are not your ways unfair? When a righteous one turns away from his righteousness and commits iniquity and dies in those things, for his iniquity that he has done, he will die. Again, when the wicked one turns away from his wickedness that he has committed and does that which is lawful and right, he will save his soul alive, because he considers and turns away from all of his transgressions that he's committed. He will surely live. He will not die. And yet, the house of Israel says that the way of Yahweh is not fair. O house of Israel, are not my ways fair? Are not your ways the ones that are unfair? For this reason I will judge you, O house of Israel, every one according to his ways, says Sovereign Yahweh. Repent and turn away from all of your transgressions, so iniquity will not be your ruin. Throw away from yourselves all of your transgressions by which you have transgressed, and make yourself a new heart and a new spirit. For why will you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of the one who dies, says Sovereign Yahweh. For this reason, turn yourselves away and live. End of chapter.